Cheryl Esslinger's class was a state finalist in the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow contest, which rewards local science, technology, engineering, and math projects. The class was trying to design an effective, affordable filter for PFAS, a water contaminant with health risks. Esslinger thought of the project after PFAS turned up in the city water system this summer.
PFAS was found in our Rhinelander water, and the well was shut down. And then, you know, before I even entered the contest, then they talked about that spring in Crescent being shut down. And I thought, wow, this is a big thing.
The project won't advance to the national competition, but Esslinger plans to keep working on water quality issues. The class will test water at different sites in Oneida County in the spring and enter the Samsung contest again next year. In a press release, Samsung said it was impressed and humbled by the passion shown by teachers and students in the contest. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.